Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 249. You don't need more networking, you need more creating. The latter will bring the right people to you. What if I just told you I just recorded this whole episode? I thought this microphone was turned on, but instead it was a voice microphone from my phone. You gotta love using the new computer. You don't need more networking, you need more creating. The latter will bring the right people to you. I went on some really good tangents too. I've got some great points, but I was thinking very heavily about this because I'm not saying that networking as a whole is bad. Like that you shouldn't go out there into the world and meet people and not go to networking events and that they're a complete waste of time. However, what I am saying is that more often than not, when you are in action mode, when you are in creation mode, when you are in doer mode, the world will come to you more often, especially in this digital age we live in where people can see the work that you are doing, and that is what's happening. And you know, I know I've mentioned this before on the podcast, and so that was what I was originally telling all of you. And I want to bring it up before I go into my today's points. But back in the 2000s and the early 2010s, I would go to these networking events, and because I'd always been in tech, you know, tech was kind of like this, like, oh, it's sexy. It's, you know, there's a lot of innovation. There's a lot of, you know, new things that are coming up, but they were still kind of masked by like titles and positions and things like that. And then you also had the venture capitalists, and you had all the people who would show up to all these things. Like, I'm the CEO of this. I'm the CTO of that. I'm the chief marketing officer of this. And we're designing this thing and we're designing that thing. And what would happen is I'd go to event after event after event. And I know I've talked about this on the podcast before, but it's funny because I would go after to event after event after event, and they'd keep talking about the same things. After a while, I was like, when are you guys working? Like, you guys keep talking about this stuff, and you have funding in some ways, but you have no product to show for it. So, like, how do you have time to be at these events? Now, again, this is coming more from the world that I was in, tech, startup, all that other stuff. I get it. There are different types of networking events where you can meet some pretty epic people. Hopefully you're intentionally going to the right events that warrant your time. You needed to make sense for you time-wise, right? For me, I got to a place where I thought, you know what? This isn't making sense for me anymore time-wise. And as a early on consultant and advisor to all of these different brands talking about how the future is relational, not transactional. The internet was going to change the way consumers consume and understand products, and that they want to actually be heard, and that you know, we have to show more of the process online and build it. And I get it. At the time, that was a very difficult transition for a lot of brands because they weren't taught that way. It was never done that way. What do you mean? We have to be vulnerable. And it's like, well, yeah, it's honest, but it's not so much that. I mean, it's vulnerable, but being honest is vulnerable. So you're just basically sharing how you're doing things online. And it was hard. That was hard because that wasn't the way things had previously been done. And I get that. But because there was such resistance to it, I realized that you can talk about things all you want to people, about what you do and what is possible. But unless you do it yourself, will the world begin to understand? You don't need more networking, you need more creating. The latter will bring the right people to you. Hence, I went online, I started creating, and it started drawing a lot of really great people to me. Now, as a story that I've previously told on here, but I love bringing it up, there was a startup. So in 2014, 15, and 16, I started building online. What happened was I was growing an audience of people interested in different areas of entrepreneurship, tech, media, internet, all this stuff. It's great. Awesome. A lot of them are entrepreneurs and creatives. At the same time, I was also meeting people online in different industries across the world, different CEOs, different graphic designers, different creatives. A lot of creative service people. So you can imagine like video and editing and I already mentioned graphic design and website work, all of these things, right? I mean, I was meeting a lot of people because in creation, it was drawing people to me. Well, a startup here in town of young entrepreneurs who all met each other because I introduced them and decided to leave, well, God, thank God, left me out of the equation. One of the individuals had come to me and said, hey, listen, we hadn't spoken in some time. He said, hey, listen, love what you've created online. I'm like, okay, cool. Now, notice I didn't have to go to a networking event. He came to me. I love what you're creating online. We have created a software product that is a monthly subscription. We would love to offer you 10% to market to your audience, and you take 10% of the revenue for driving that audience to us, you know, each month. And I said, here's the deal. I'll take 60%, and you're lucky I don't take more. And, you know, this individual was like, are you serious? I'm like, this is what I was trying to tell you a long while back. I was like, you guys are so gifted at software. You're so gifted at creativity and innovation and design. But I told you, to the age-old adage, if a tree falls in the woods and no one is there, did it make a sound? What does that mean? If nobody knows about you or what you've done, you have no audience. Who are you marketing to? I have the audience. You have the technology. With the audience comes sales. With sales comes expansion, profitability, everything. I was like, now, of course, I wouldn't take that from you. I don't want to, you know, I'm like, I'm going to pass. I'm like, I wouldn't feel right taking it. I would feel right taking it from you, but I wouldn't feel right because I want you guys to figure it out. But I'm glad that you're now seeing the value of what I do. Now, you didn't really see the value that you thought I would take 10%. I was like, but I built online in a manner that got me what would be your customer base. I also got other, I networked with other graphic designers, website designers, other resources, people who have founded other companies, entrepreneurs, creatives, CEOs. We're all sharing ideas. We're sharing creativity. We're sharing resources. We're sharing with each other what's working, what's not. This is what I was trying to explain. I'm like, you guys always go to these networking events and you're always trying to find who's funding what. All you had to do was build in public to the world that you serve, and then they would know exactly what you're doing, and then they would be your first customers or your partners. You don't need more networking. You need more creating. The latter will bring the right people to you. Now, part of what made me think about just reflecting on all this stuff was when I read something recently from Naval. Now, I've read this a little while ago, but I was reminded of it on a newsletter I was reading. And Naval Ravikant, famous entrepreneur here in the U.S. who co-founded AngelList.co, and then he ended up with like 300 other investments, I believe it's 300 other companies or so. They call him the angel philosopher. Angel, like an angel investor, and philosopher because of his mindset and his approach, which is very niche's you style. He's very just all about your sovereignty and building your leverage from your body of work and enjoying what you do and fulfilling that fulfillment is your success in a lot of ways, right? And so he said, don't spend your time doing meetings unless you really, really have to. I really think networking is overrated. There are all these articles about how you've got to network more, and it makes me want to vomit. Go do something great and your network will instantly emerge. If you build a great product or if you get a good customer base, guarantee you will get funded. Now, he's talking about like, you know, this ability that, you know, investors will find you or, you know, the world will find you because you're building something that means something to you and your network will just appear versus chasing everybody and saying, well, what are you doing? Well, what are you doing? You know, mine's more important. No, mine's more important. I mean, they don't say that, but it's got this kind of vibe where everybody's like, you know, scrambling around at these events versus the creators are creating and saying, hey, here's what I'm doing. And what emerges are all the people who support the customers it serves, the people who maybe are doing things similar or adjacent to your field, the people who maybe been where you've been before and can help, the people who are creating anything online and say, oh, you know, I can share in anything that you need. You know, I get you. I'm doing the same stuff. And, you know, building on anything can take time. It's a different vibe. It's a different environment. You know, so if you get a chance, Naval Ravikant, you know, I have him in the recommended reading list in the show notes. Read The Almanac of Naval Ravikant, A Guide to Wealth and Happiness. It's a really great book. It's a lot of niches you type stuff in there. And I know you'll really, really enjoy it. But, you know, I love this idea of like, hey, you know, instead of going to every single networking event all the time, create and allow the network to appear. It's the work that will speak for you. And this leads me to my second point, which is when you create, you're putting your work out there. It doesn't need an introduction, but it connects you to the right people looking for that kind of work or simply resonating with it. When you create, you're putting your work out there. It doesn't need an introduction, but it connects you to the right people looking for that kind of work or resonating with it. Your work is your resume. Your energy is your resume. What you put out and the world consumes, they begin to understand your vision, your picture, your direction, your creativity, your art, your work, your passions, everything that you are trying to deliver. You don't need to do it perfect. You don't need to do it curated. You don't need to, you're just using the mediums of the internet to communicate things that you have found natural curiosities and interests in, and that you continue to develop your knowing and understanding about them while communicating the value of it to the world. That part. And in doing so, instead of forcing networked relationships from events, you'll find more people emerge out of anywhere in the world that resonate, that align. Creating is not like when you hear me constantly talk about like, hey, you want to get out of your head, get into creation, and that'll give you answers. So much so, because it's like, oh, I'm looking for that. Can I purchase that? Oh, I see what you're doing with that. Listen, I do this. What technology are you using for that? What newsletter software are you using for that? What podcasting software are you using for that? Oh, I'm using this. What are you using? Oh, you're using that? That's interesting. Why did you make that choice? Creators create movement. Movement creates everything. So when you're out there and you're creating, life is coming to you. You are essentially creating life all around you. Does that sound like God in a way? Right? Not that you're God, but I'm saying that like you're co-creating with God. God, you were made in the image of God's eyes, right? So that's why like the answers you're looking for, well, how are we going to get funded? I don't know. Talk about it on the internet and keep building it in front of people. And then the right people, if it needs even funding, you might just need customers. And all of a sudden you have customers, you don't even need the funding. That's the other thing about the tech and the startup world. They were doing a lot of networking because everything was about, well, we need funding, we need funding. I'm like, you need customers. You need a community and you need customers. No. Well, we need funding because then we're going to do this and then we're going to do that. I'm like, you need customers. It's called cash flow. When you have people paying you for something that you do really well because you're taking care of them and their initial need, and they're paying you money and then there's more money, do you need funding from other people who then become your bosses, or do you just take the money and reinvest it? You don't need more networking. You need more creating. The latter will bring the right people to you. The third point I want to bring up is your titles are a fancy way of saying what the world is supposed to understand you do. Your work is a way to show the world what you actually do. Your titles are a fancy way of saying what the world is supposed to understand you do. Your work is a way to show the world what you actually do. This is, well, to finish this point, I wrote, the former is good branding, but tough to stand out. The latter is a good reputation and makes you one of one. Your titles are a fancy way of saying what the world is supposed to understand you do. Your work is a way to show the world what you actually do. When, I'll tell you this, just be very vulnerable with you guys. I get very, I never know how to answer when people are like, oh, well, what do you do? And I'm like, a lot of things. You want me to distill it all down in like a one-line pitch, which we've all been taught we should have a one-line pitch? I don't believe in that. And then if I say two-time founder, writer, podcaster, but if I put founder first, I get respect. This has just been my, by the way, this has just been my experiences. That's not always the case, but I have found in my own experiences, everybody might be experiencing something different, but I found that when I say founder, they go, oh, that's incredible, that's amazing. And I'm like, you don't even know what that means. Like, you don't even know what companies, how'd they do, how was it? You know, that I also walked away from them when I was done with them, even though they did well. You don't know any details about it. You just know a title that gives you the ability to understand what I do, you know, but you don't actually know from seeing my work. And then on top of that, depending on what category I say, which I also get, it's sometimes hard because if I say I'm a writer, you know, they look at you kind of sometimes depending on, it's changed now because you see a lot more writers online, self-publishers, you know, copywriters are some of the highest paid people on the planet, good copywriters. And if any of you are wondering, like, really, a copywriter? Yeah, you know, your emails, your texts, your ad campaigns, what you read on people's websites, what you read is the descriptions of people's products and services, what, you know, make the customer feel understood about what they need, you know, what you write on your resume, what you write on your letters of recommendation, and so forth, and so forth, and so forth. Yeah, writing is very valuable, right? But for the most part, when people hear writer traditionally, they're like, oh, it's like a painter, you'll actually have money after you die. You know, it's like, oh, what they left behind was their legacy. Now that's obviously not the case anymore, and I know that it's also really shifting, but it's just funny because if you say writer, they go, oh, okay, you know, how's that working out? You're like, well, it's good, thank you. You know, so I'm very much a social introvert. I love people. At the same time, I have to manage knowing how sometimes communication is and energy, and I like my lane. I like to be at home and creating. I like to be in my environments and creating. I like to be with my people and creating. You know, my work, I'd rather let my work show the world what I do. Oh, he's a podcaster. He's a writer. He's, you know, he's a coach. I don't really like using that word, but like, you know, I'm more like an advisor or a mentor, especially like in things that are business and tech related, internet related, right? So he's a founder. He's a creative director. He's a designer. He's got this thing, that thing. But I'd rather just show you guys. And then you go, oh, like, I see he does a lot of different things. And they are the culmination of what he likes to bring to this world. Done and done. I like that. And then if there's anything that people need within any of those disciplines, they can ask. And they do. Right? Your titles are a fancy way of saying what the world is supposed to understand you do. Your work is a way to show the world what you actually do. And the last point I wanted to bring up is something I wrote from one of my early on newsletters. It's funny. It actually came from the newsletter that I wrote on The Niches You. It used to be called Permissionless. I changed it. But I think it was the third article in was called The Niches You. And in that I wrote, in looking how you spend your time, I want you to look at network versus net gain. The Oxford Dictionary defines networking as the action or process of interacting with others to exchange information and develop professional social contacts. Yes, I do agree with that. I agree with the ability to network. However, in the physical world, we've experienced this for decades, often delivered via events in the late hours of the day after leaving the office or as a part of an industry meetup. However, I urge you to rethink networking in the day and the age of the internet. And this is what I want you to think about. Networking, what it used to be, and networking online are now two very different worlds. Networking, like we used to think of it as, was kind of a place where we all go and we all share what we're doing without really seeing anything. And then we kind of keep repeating it from all the different events. Networking online is what I basically describe as the following. As I said, what is the net gain of using the web? What is the net gain of connecting with people globally for co-creation and productivity? What is the net gain of meeting like-minded individuals for wealth building? What is the net gain of building presence online that provides information, resources, and community? What is the net gain of outsourcing? What is the net gain of distribution of products and services? In the information age, we all have the ability to build sustainable happiness, a database of knowledge, several schools of thought, lifelong friendships, and an abundance of wealth. And that's, and then I wrote a little bit more about just this idea of how I've created networks online simply from showing up and being there and then meeting people in from all different types of circles, some that have helped me in my health and wellness, some that have helped me in understanding and investing, some that have helped me in creativity and marketing, right? All these different places. So I don't have the original author, but there was an excerpt that I found. It said, "The pace of change of the world has never been faster. 1 year of current internet time is equal to 5+ years of pre-internet time. You cannot afford to be offline. You simply can't. Online is the future, and you need to build a presence online. I don't care what profession you're in. It's not an option. It's non-negotiable. Additionally, you need to be a part of an online community to keep up to date with all of the rapid changes. The internet is currently the best networking tool in existence. It's nearly impossible to not become happy, wealthy, healthy, and wealthy when you're in the right, and he emphasized, the right online circles and communities, and you're not busy scrolling Instagram and TikTok." So there you go. And I feel like your everyday scrolling is the same as sometimes your everyday just kind of going to the same events over and over and over again, versus finding the right communities, finding the right online circles, finding the right people doing the work. And you can tell who's doing the work because they're doing the work, right? So what is the net gain of the network in the digital age? Well, a lot, if you leverage it right. I appreciate you guys tuning into every single episode. Again, you don't need more networking. You need some, of course you need some, but you don't necessarily need more. You need more creating. The latter will bring the right people to you. Your network will emerge. I appreciate you guys. Please look at the show notes for any applicable links. Join our creator community. We would love to have you. It's always growing. I'm going to forever keep promoting it because we have a really awesome crew to run with. Also, recommended reading list in there. Check out the show notes for any applicable other episodes. And as I always say, please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. It helps expand the awareness of the show. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. As always, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.